This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
We don't know the futures. I think we all know the future of Joel Bitonio. Let's be honest with each other. I'd be surprised if he were back next year. Wyatt Teller is up in the air. Jack Conklin's up in the air. I don't know how well I'm going to be feeling next year. And you probably add in a rookie quarterback on that. It's going to be smoke him if you got him time for the 2026 Cleveland Browns. But that's next year.
I agree with you on the offensive line. What I'm wondering about is, as it stands today, your wide receiver room is one of the worst in football. We can all agree.
Yes,
right?
It is.
Your running back room today,
questionable,
is one of the worst in football until I find out about Judkins.
See,
right?
I'm not willing to say worst, and that's me being hopeful, because I don't know. You know, there's running back rooms that end up being good, like wide receiver.
They have no names.
But running backs is like, okay, Dylan Sampson can contribute. Right, they have two running backs. Well, Kevin was very short about that, going, there will be more than two running backs.
Well, I mean, they have to.
He was very agitated. It seemed like he was a little bit agitated.
Are they playing the waiver wire on that, or are we getting Judkins news?
Yes, I think they're playing waiver wire on that. You talk about increasingly agitated. You are really agitated over the Judkins stuff. We can get back to that coming up later on.
And the tight ends. I am very high. I think everybody's high who's been to camp on Fannin.
Tight end is either good or promising.
And
because you have Harold Fannin.
And Njoku he's always been a little inconsistent, but he's been reliable in terms of production.
Yes.
And with Joe Flacco, I think both those guys have a chance to really blossom. Now, how many games can you win if your running backs are below average, if your receivers are below average?
Not that many.
How many games can you win?
Not that many. But that's the beauty of having an over-under at 5.5, is that there's still not that many. And it might put you the bad spot to this. And if you are one of the cynical fans, you're like, hey, I'm a Browns fan, but I am done. If you are a Browns fan, but you're done with Andrew Berry and done with Kevin Stefanski, and DiBadesta ain't going anywhere, so you can't sit there and hope for that to happen, because that's a Rasputin situation that ain't changing anytime soon, more than likely. So if you have those guys and you're tired of them, you could always go, well, that's not going to help me at all. Because, A, that's more likely that they stay. And if you don't trust Andrew Berry to make those picks, then, boy, you're going to have a real tough time trusting him to make the pick for the quarterback next year. And, B, you're not going to have a higher draft pick there if you win six games. I mean, that puts you, what, fifth? Probably fourth? Somewhere in there, if you're a six-game winner? That might leave you out. So you're going to have to hope that, like, the Giants... You got to hope Jackson Dart looks promising and that they suck, because you want to be able to move with them. You got to hope that the Saints, that Tyler Shuck eventually plays, which, yeah, man.
Who's their starter again? Is it Spencer Rattler?
Spencer Rattler to start the season.
All right, that's worse. That's definitely worse than Joe Flacco.
Yes.
Right? We all can agree there?
You have to hope that Tyler Shuck looks good and they suck, because if he can't play and they suck, then they're just going to
go back to the well. Yep.
So that's what you have to hope right now. So we're doing a lot of long-term planning here, but I'm just pointing out that, yeah, and if I wear it, fine. I guess I've relied on the Browns for my happiness and I've failed again. That's a lesson I just can't learn. But I think that they're going to line up. They're going to try to run the football. They're going to try to eliminate these stupid pre-snap penalties because hopefully they actually have a plan to go into games with instead of this scattershot stuff that they were doing before. And hopefully they eliminate these turnovers.
Wait, Elijah Moore is not here anymore, right?
No, Elijah Moore is not here anymore. So you're hoping that they eliminate these turnovers or do their best to eliminate these turnovers. And God, I pray that can we just be plus one in the turnover margin? And if you're plus one in the turnover margin, I think you're winning six games this year. I can't sit there and pick which one because we never know at the beginning of the season. I mean, there was a time that we thought for sure in 2017 when they did lose every game that the Green Bay game was a guaranteed loss. You ended up taking on, Huntley?
Yeah.
Who ended up playing against you? You were up by 14 going into the fourth quarter and still lost that game. So, I mean, things change during a regular season. So I can't pick which ones are going to win.
Even last year where it's amazing. We only won three games last year. But you were able to split the Baltimore series and the Pittsburgh series. And it feels like every year you're beating Cincinnati, Baltimore, and Pittsburgh. Is that going to continue this year? You know, how do you feel about in the division grabbing some wins against the AFC North? And when we do AFC around the AFC North.
Like, do I feel better about the team then?
Well, just in general, we've been able. This has been a Stefanski strength, I believe. For so many years, under all the other coaches, we just lose to the AFC North teams. And that was when they had, AJ McCarron, when they had Andy Dalton. I keep thinking the backup.
Roethlisberger, Joe Flacco.
Yeah, my God, those guys, they swept us every year almost. Mm-hmm. Well, under Stefanski, even with bad Browns teams, you've been able to beat AFC North teams. Is that going to continue this year? Baltimore. Are you going to be able to steal one from Baltimore? Are you going to be able to steal one
Baltimore looks to me like a 15-win team. Let me just answer it right now. I think you can split with the other two teams, and I think that Baltimore's going
to
get you.
You still should be able to split Cincinnati, but obviously we know how this looks if you don't beat Cincinnati in the opener.
But I did just get done saying I can't really pick which ones they're going to win on the schedule right now because, again, if Lamar Jackson goes down, what do they have behind him? Now, they still are probably a team that can stay afloat, but we can't guarantee those things. So the only thing that I'm pointing out is that the schedule changes, and the only thing I can guarantee that as of right now with everybody healthy, I can't guarantee it, but the only thing I think right now with everybody healthy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Is that I think they're going to get the six wins. Now, again, six wins can be a negative thing for a lot of fans out there, depending on how you're seeing this season. Because I think there's plenty of people who are going, Kenny, I'm done with Kevin. I'm done with Andrew. I'm tired of you telling me they're nice guys. I don't care if they're jerks. I don't care if they throw old women down the steps. They want to win. And so they don't care. And they probably are hoping that it is a proven point. I bet there's a lot of fans out there that are hoping it's a proven point that these guys ain't it, that there needs to be a regime change, and we're going to have a high pick. That's what I think they're hoping for. And 3-14 last year and running it back with some of the ideas that they've had in the past would tell them that they are perfectly within their right to think that way. I disagree, but they're perfectly in their right to think that way because my disagreement is just on the fact that I don't like a lot of change and I want it to work out with them. But other than that, I don't have a whole lot to go on here. I mean, when I brought up the Kenny Pickett thing yesterday, I had a couple of people. And I was doing the Zach Jackson line. I said, like, guys, I would have rather had not traded for Kenny Pickett, given the reps to the young kids, and then worked our way throughout there. Well, we got a higher fifth. We set a high bar around here for success, don't yeah. we? We did get a higher fifth out of it for Kenny Pickett. But, well, 20 or 30 reps, I don't know. We just spent four weeks bickering with each other about how many reps Shedeur Sanders was not getting. I would have rather just handed him the reps with Dylan Gabriel and been on with it, especially because he was still getting reps while he was injured. Like, that's the ticky-tack fights we are having right now. And I'm not trying to get personal with anybody, but these are the ticky-tack fights we're having right now because we're holding on to anything because I don't want the guys really fired, but I can't make big arguments for him. I can't make a tremendous argument for him. And I think that that's part of the reason in the back of my head over this last month that I have been so overzealous about Shedeur. Because I want it to work. I want this to work. I hate looking for coaches. I hate looking for GMs. Like, if I look for quarterbacks, guys, you watch the games on Saturday. Like, you're going to see Cade Klubnik go on against Garrett Nussmeier. Boom, that's fish in a barrel. You're going to get to see it. You're going to have a commentary on it. I have to sit there and work phones and try to text people that I haven't kept up with in months when we talk about head coaches. And when it comes to general managers, it's even worse because that's all theory. And they all hate each other. All the scouts hate each other. So they all talk trash about each other. So you don't know what you're getting. When they got Andrew Berry, true or not, Tone, I mean, you work the phones better than I do in a lot of things. How many people were sitting there saying nice things about Andrew? The media was saying nice things about Andrew. There were plenty of guys going, this guy sucks. You guys are idiots to bring him in. And I go, no. We had Andrew in Cleveland. We had Andrew in Cleveland. I mean, it happens all the time. So I hate it. I don't want to go looking for new guys. I want Andrew to work. 216-474-0092. Am I right to take the over here?
You know, we're so close on how we feel about this team, and you're always a little more optimistic in this case. I think you made a great case with the lines. I do think they have a chance to be really good. I just question, is the offense going to be good with Joe Flacco? The defense seems like it should be really good. You are relying big time on a rookie at linebacker who has looked awesome in the preseason, but is he going to be as good as, you know, JOK has been the last few years? I know the different types of players.
I've left my back door open on this argument, and you haven't found it yet. I want to see if you find it after this call. Cool Ray in Bedford, you're next up on the fan. Hello.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hi.
Hey, you right. I'm one of those guys. This regime need to be gone, 100%.
I told you.
And it's not – because you guys talk like Kevin has inherited this team. He had a good team. Now this is a rebuild. And then real Browns fans, we don't really care about splitting the wins a lot between Baltimore and all those guys. We don't really care about that. At the end of the year, we at the bottom of the AFC North. We care about winning and become a playoff team and a Super Bowl contending team. To be at the bottom and just to say, oh, we beat Pittsburgh and Pittsburgh's going to the playoff, or we beat one game in Baltimore and Baltimore's going to the playoff, and we watching these guys in November, September, you know, and going to the playoff, we don't care about that, man. We want to be part of that. We want playoff games here in Cleveland. That's what we want.
Well, you're going to have to crawl before you walk. It ain't going to happen this year. So you want these guys to fail is what you're telling me, Cool Ray? You think it's better for the franchise's health?
They already done failed. They've been failing for 7 years now. They failed already.
Well, they're still there. So you're going to have to hope for another year of failure. Are you willing to root against your favorite football team then, Cool Ray?
Absolutely. If it means to get them guys out of here, yes. We are the Dallas Cowboys in reverse with Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones will fire a coach and coach himself, and the Haslam will keep a bad coach and just keep selling.
You really want to use Jerry Jones as an example of the good on this?
That's exactly what's happening, man. Jerry Jones will fire a coach, a Hall of Fame coach, and continue to win, and we will keep a bad coach and continue to lose.
I don't know. Man, you lost me at Jerry Jones. Cool, Ray. Frank in Cleveland, got to be quick. Go ahead.
Hey, fellas, I'm just saying, I'm with you, Ken. I don't think we're going to be as bad as everybody thinking we're going to be. We're going to be in a lot of closer games more than anything, but I got six out of this. I put it in last night. I put them on my thing for six games, man.
Frank, I thank you very much for the call. 216-474-0092. I left my back door open on this argument. I give Tone 5 minutes to realize where there's a flaw in my over.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.